los restos de mi busca.
We're doing a slight set change.
Same set, different characters, I guess. All right. Well, today we're honored to have Altare Soni Video, who are a group of Italians from Milan who work with Indie Media there and Radar Community and Disobedience Projects. They're in New York to work on a project called If You Hear Something, Say Something at Location One Gallery. For their project, they interviewed
Franco Berardi Dietro.
Thank you. Who was a original. Okay, hold on one moment. All right, let me just give you to
okay.
Paolo Luca.
Hi guys, I'm Paolo Luca. I just want to introduce Franco Berardi Bifo and try to give this small contribute to this radio program. Bifo was the first guy in the 60s who did a pirate radio in Italy. The pirate radio was Radio Lice, became very famous in our country. It's been shut down from the police and it's been running for nearly 1 year. He also did the first street TV program and built the first street TV that was Orfeo TV. He's as well a professor of Academy of Art in Milano, and now he's working on this very good text blog that is recombinant.org. We went to his house and asked him to give us a feedback for the Americans to put in our radio, pirate radio project that we will place around the city to try to give this text. So I'll try to read his text that was in Italian, so this is for me. He says like this: before this comes the big one. Before this comes the definitive wave. Before this comes the final blow. Before this comes the tsunami. Do you know how it works? The sea recedes for a time that can either be short or very long. The wave recedes, leaves the sand, leaves the mud, leaves the feeling of a huge depression, leaves the sensation of not being there, leaves the sensation that everything is over and will never start again. Well, I have the impression that we are in this process. We are in the undertow. And I have the feeling that the undertow is preparing a return so overwhelming, so frightening, that at the moment we don't have the courage to even think of it. The courage of imagine it. You feel it around, on the train, on the bus, in the street. You feel it with absolute clarity. This feeling of the retreat of any energy, of a being birthed of any energy. This feeling of depression. This cynicism. The only element left is our culture. Sorry, he says, this cynicism. The only element left in our culture, the cynicism. A cynicism made of desperation's fragments, made of moments of déjà vu, of an unexplainable, inexpressible, unspeakable world. That is the undertow, the cynicism, the desperation, the depression. The feeling of a lack of coordination between will and action. The perception of the body's inability to move, to act out our desires, to feel pleasure, to communicate, or just to feel free. The joy of being, all this has vanished, has gone. The undertow. The cynicism has nothing to do with irony. The cynicism is self-contempt. It is a perception of your body and your mind as matter that is melting, as matter that can no longer coordinate, that is no longer a being. The body without the organs is transforming into a rotting corpse. And the organs crumple one on top of the other. In a disgusted way, they perceive their very selves as intolerable. This is the undertow. Wait for the tsunami. Wait, but be prepared. Because you need to imagine something. A dress to wear, a final act to complete, a word to say, a moment before the wave permanently blows you away. Thank you.
Thank you. So would you like to talk a little bit about your project at Location One?
Yes, what we are trying to do is to collect some material, audio material, from around the world, from friends and people who works with media, and try to create a kind of a 40-minute format that we will broadcast with this small radio that, thanks to the guys that are here with us, we build it. And we will place it around the different areas of New York. At the end, this piece will be in the gallery as a sculpture piece with a video of the actions. And the thing is that this piece works that if someone wants to hear what is inside the radio bomb, they must transmit So what we wish is that who buy the piece and want to listen on the contents will have to transmit illegally from his house or his collection or whatever.
Okay, that's wonderful. And how many people are in your collective?
The collective is kind of a network, but like we are in five that works constantly on the project. And I would like to make the names maybe. There's Giovanni Di Donà, Alberto Caffarelli, Matteo Ehrenburg, Giacomo Porfiri, Andrea Mauso, and me as Paolo Luca. And then we have many people who work on singular projects. Like.
Oh, yeah, there's a German involved as well, right?
Yes, it is.
Fantastic. And how long are you in New York?
We won this prize that is a 6-month residence program. And we are trying to stay a bit more just to get more involved with the city. But yes, it will be a 6-month residence.
Fantastic. So we'll see you back here then.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And good luck.
All right. Tariq, do you want to chat for a moment while I call the friends at Yadarat and see what's going on?
Maybe Andrew would like to chime in here.
Andrew?
It's nice to see some clients, and it's always nice to see you come by. So, thank you. how much of the... I had trouble understanding your project, actually, a little bit. So maybe you want to come back and talk to us a little bit.
Yes, no problem. So what we did, we create this...
Did you say radio bomb?
Yes, we said radio bomb. It's not really a bomb, but the idea is that it looks like a bomb, and because it's no plugged, it's just as a battery, and you can place it around, like on roofs or under the cars. So it quite look like a bomb. The title of the piece is "If you hear something, say something." That makes a joke on this alarmism that there is around the city about bags around and stuff like that.
Go ahead.
Are you working with surveillance kind of ideas in the piece themselves, or is it just open to whatever people want to do in terms of broadcasting?
No, we thought the contents of this little radio project as an open platform. So we involved other people that we met here in New York, and we quite want to leave open the contents and the contributes. The thing is that for this first step of this project, we are quite concentrated on what's happening in Iraq, because other pieces in the show, other our pieces are about that. So we are recording some voice recordings, some blogs from Iraqi families or from U.S. military soldiers, and read them and give that kind of feedbacks of what's happening over there. What I found here in New York is that it's not easy to find information about that in normal newspaper. Maybe in Italy is a bit different situation. I don't say it's better, definitely, we have Berlusconi, but still you have the possibility maybe to find more easily some kind of newspaper that keep you informed daily. So we thought this as a first step of an ongoing project, and up to now we collected this kind of material. Then we'll maybe change themes, and I don't know. Let's see.
You know, there was a project here recently that a student did where they put like boxes in public places. Did you hear about this project?
No, I didn't hear about it. I think he's working on something similar.
Yeah.
The idea of terror.
Yeah, he got in a lot of trouble, though.
Yeah, okay.
So just be careful out there.
Yeah, I know. We think we like borderline situation, and we try to push this bubble that protects art projects. So that we can do some kind of insinuation into reality every time, and without trying to be cooked or to be sued from someone. Of course, there is a kind of risk if they get us doing something illegal, if they throw us out from the United States. But we feel that if we have to do our exhibition here, it cannot be just decorative or without risks. So we'll try to do that. We did other projects similar, like taking some risk. As I don't know, they asked us once in Italy, a gallery, how artists from out of the artist world make money to produce the project. So we had to just sell dope in the gallery. We did quite a lot of money, actually.
Yes,
everybody
yeah,
was smoking. And yeah, we did the print on the ash, so it looks like an art piece as a Manzoni sheet or something. And it worked out. It was a fundraising to fix our space, that is an exposition, independent space. So. This was one project. Another time we've been invited to this empowerment big exhibition in Genova. The thing was that this exhibition was starting the same day of the process against the 20 guys coked during the G8 in 2001. After 3 years, they were risking like 10 years of a prison. And because the money was coming from the institution, they asked us to not speak about Genova G8. So we had to go there the night before and like squat a room of the museum and do a fundraising for the lawyers of these guys, showing the worst things in the videos that we found in the archive of Indie Media and of the legal support, and try to collect money and to show people to a sensible cultural kind of target to help now these guys. This was a kind of an empowerment. We just wanted to get up as much money possible to to denounce this process that was coming totally under cover from the news and the newspaper.
Yeah, so somewhat related, I'm wondering, maybe you know what's going on with that now.
Yes, the process are going. There is 4 or 5 guys that are really risking, because the images that show them throwing stone or throwing Molotov, they're quite clear. You see their face, no? But the thing is that all the process is built on a video reconstruction of amateur video reconstruction of a policeman, and they didn't have all the material that we had from all the people who had a camera in those days. So what is the work of the legal support is to reconstruct all the movement of these 20 people during the day and try to show to the lawyers and to the court where is a mistake on the reconstruction of the police. Of course, it will be the same guy, you can see it's him, but if the accusation video is full of mistakes and things not correct, it will be more difficult for them to demonstrate that they can be for 10 years in jail. Mm-hmm. Some of them are more like safe, some of them are really like in danger now. Mm-hmm. But it will be a long process, it's not finished yet. Mm-hmm.